How to Create a Glitch Monologues Season 20 Chapter 9. This is Season 20 of How to Create a Glitch in the Matrix Monologues Episode 9. In this episode, we will be talking about contextual and non-contextual meaning, conjoined consensualities, and multi-contextuality. In past episodes, we introduced the topic of consensual multi-contextuality. We applied it to interactions between dissonant consensualities. Essentially, the point was that when two dissonant consensualities interact, it begins a dialectical degeneration of one of the consensualities, with a puncturing initiated by spatial non-consensuality, followed by the contextualization of the dissonant consensuality. Thus, the dialectical gradient created by situation, namely which consensuality is favored by the masses, determines the direction of the dialectical degeneration of the two dissonant consensualities into the contextualization of the favored consensuality. In plainer terms, the favored consensuality penetrates the non-favored one, puncturing it, resulting in the contextualization of the actor's emotions according to the dominant paradigm. Now, subsequent to the contextualization of the non-favored consensuality, it is resurrected, so to speak, through consensual multi-contextuality. This basically means that the experience and the ones that follow it are reorganized and reconstituted by extension of the actor's multi-contextualization, that is, their theory of reality, provides them an opportunity to impute multiple meanings to the experience through exegesis. The experience is then incorporated into this framework, resurrecting the consensual reality which disintegrated through the dialectical degeneration of its encounter with the other. Now, it can be said that the process essentially works because the framework in which the experience is incorporated is totipotent. It is discrete meaning, minute. In other words, there are a great many contexts or experiences which it can rationalize. Contextual meaning, on the other hand, is bulky, unwieldy, applicable only to the very personal context in which it originates. The difference between these two forms of meaning, contextual and non-contextual, or multi-contextual, is almost organic. Imagine that each situation, each context, between two dissonant consensual actors, the substrate, so to speak, of that intersection, is rather like the exterior of a cell or biochemical molecule. Now, contextual meaning is rather perfect for that situation. Its curves and forms fit perfectly into the interplay between the levels of expression of the actors. Imagine that instead of thinking of the five spatial plates as five independent features of an exchange, instead we think of them as dimensions of an organic structure. This organic structure possesses five dimensions of contextual meaning for five spatial dimensions of social expression. Now, the context is the structure constructed out of those five dimensions of spatiality between the two interacting social actors. Now, this structure, which comprises the five dimensions of meaning, the characteristics of this five-dimensional substrate, which is the context, is complex and large, meaning that the contextualizations applied to it must be very particularly suited to that conformation. Whereas, non-contextual esoteric meaning is a generalist. It finds its way into a multitude of contexts, because it is nimble and small. To look at it another way, imagine if the esoteric meanings, the multi-contextuality that we use to reconstitute our consensual reality, is rather like a virus, small, nimble, and quick. It ekes its way into each context, assimilating the substrate and multiplying endlessly. The contextual meaning is rather like a bacteria, or single-celled organism. It requires exactly the same contexts to duplicate itself. This comparison shows us that our ability to generate a multi-contextual meaning from our experiences, the re-rationalization of context in the face of dialectical degeneration, enables our thought processes to expand into new territory, new contexts, new ideas, while adapting itself to each new situation in which it finds itself. Contextual multi-contextuality is adaptive, truly adaptive, whereas contextualization is inert, restricted, and unidimensional. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment, and subscribe.